Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice. Amen. And be glad in it. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. Thank God that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. That this is the day that he's made, and I shall bless it and praise it and magnify him for it. Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to come before you. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie, New Seasons Ministries. Amen. Located at 1830 Lamont Drive in Dallas, Texas. Amen. You can write to us. Amen. Or you can send some love gifts if you would like to. Amen. To P.O. Box 383006, Duncanville, Texas. You can catch us on the web at New Seasons Christian Ministries. Praise the Lord. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray for you and your family. Amen. As you grow stronger in the Lord. I thank God for the topic that we have today. Amen. Catch 22. Praise the Lord. I thank God for it. Amen. I know that God is going to move in a mighty way. Amen. So I don't want to prolong the time. I want to get right to it. But first, come on, let's go to the throne of grace together and pray his will be done on earth. Father, we love you. We praise and we magnify you. We thank you because you're an awesome wonder. We appreciate you, God, because it's you that has loved us first. Father, if it wasn't for the bloodshed of Jesus Christ on the cross, we would still be lost and at odds with you. God, we're grateful unto you that your mercies, amen, are great and wonderful, renewed every single day, and that we can walk in the path of your glory. Amen. And go boldly before your throne of grace. God, forgive my brother. Forgive my sister, forgive me, God, as we go strong in you, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, amen, amen. Let's get right to the topic at hand, catch 22. I want to, amen, read a little bit about the word catch 22. Praise the Lord, it's a word that did not exist, amen, prior to 1961. It was a word, amen, that was coined by the author Joseph Heller, amen, in a novel in 1961 that was called Catch 22. And what it did is observe the absurd bureaucratic constraints of soldiers in World War II. Amen. The phrase, amen, Catch 22, had no significant meaning until this novel was written. But since then, amen, we know that it means to be in a situation, amen, that is unresolved, whether you go left or right or up or down, amen, to or fro, amen. It puts you in a position or a place where you cannot win, praise God. It puts you in a place or a predicament where it seems, amen, that whatever you choose to do will not be favorable, amen. So we call that a catch-22. It's a loophole, amen, that bureaucrats use in order to keep you stagnant or in place, amen. But we also understand it to be when you are in a place where your decision that you make, amen, will have detrimental outcomes one way or the other. We call those catch-22s. Praise the Lord, catch-22. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that, amen, by catch-22. Praise the Lord. When Paul was speaking, amen, in Philippi, praise the Lord, he was in a position, amen. He was in a place, amen, where we can coin the phrase catch 22. He was in a position where, regardless of what he did, amen, it would put him in a situation, amen, that could be unfavorable. And I want to start reading, amen, if you will look in Philippians 1, amen, we're going to start, amen, at the 20th verse in Philippians 1. I want to read this a little bit, and then I want to talk about this dilemma, amen, that Paul was in, and that many of us are in today, praise the Lord. It says, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Philippians 21, 1 chapter 21. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, the 22nd verse, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. Praise the Lord. It says here that I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, it is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. Paul was in a dilemma. Glory to God. Paul was, the Bible says in the King James Version, that he was betwixt between the two. He was oscillating, amen, for which one is greater. The need, amen, for him to be here and to be an example to those that were following after Christ, or to be with Christ, amen, in the whole beauty of his glory, amen, by dying. So he said, he said earlier that whether I live or not, Christ will be magnified in my body by life, or by death, he will still be magnified. And I don't mind dying for him. But I tell you what, we also have to live for him, praise the Lord. So many times we see people, amen, that are in this earth realm, and we coin this phrase that they're so holy that they're no earthly good. They're so heavenly that they're no earthly good. Why? Because they continue to think about and talk about the hereafter, praise the Lord, but they lose sight of what they are here for. They lose sight of the fact, amen, that while I'm in this earth, my job is to minister to people. My job is to testify. My job is to make sure that people understand that Christ is on the throne, that he is real, that he has risen. Praise the Lord, as we celebrated last week, amen, on Easter. You know, when we start thinking about our life and the circumstances and situations, believe me, I know. Because if I go through this life, I do ponder sometimes, my God, is this worth living anymore? Amen. I'm ready to go to heaven, praise the Lord. I'm ready for God to come back. I'm ready for things to change, amen. I'm ready for him to open up the skies, amen, and receive us, praise the Lord. I'm ready for the rapture. And all that is true, amen. I have a strong desire to be in the presence of God, amen. I have a strong desire, amen, to see him as he is. But I also have to realize that as long as I have breath in my body on this side of the earth, praise the Lord, on this side of the ground, as many people say, on top of the ground and not in it, praise the Lord, I know that I must be an effective witness. I know that I must go out and preach the gospel. The Bible says this. The Bible says that if I preach it willingly, I have a reward. But even if it's against my will, there is a portion of the gospel that has been laid to my charge. In other words, it is my duty to preach the gospel, amen, to love and to respect and to nourish and to have compassion for the people of God. That's my duty because he called me. Because he opened up my eyes of understanding. Because he revealed the all the salvation of me. So, yes, we get in positions, amen, when we think it is a catch-22. God, if I stay here, I'm going to have to deal with the pressures of life. I'm going to have to go through all this suffering and pain and the roller coaster ride of emotions that are in this world. But if I leave, amen, and I've left, and there's people to still be witness to, there's people that you still want me to go after, praise the Lord, then I've gained you nothing by dying. So many times we're thinking about the hereafter, we're thinking about heaven, amen, and the streets paved with gold and all these things going on, but God has a mission in this earth realm. And Paul understood that. Paul said that, listen, now I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's my expectation and hope that it's not nothing that I'll be ashamed, but in all things I'm doing in great boldness, because whether I live or die, I'm going to glorify Christ. He says, for to me, to live is Christ, glory to God. If I'm living in Christ's body, so everything that I do in this life, I'm doing it as unto the Lord. He said, but if I die, I just gain. In other other words, if I die, I do have a reward, praise the Lord. And this is what he wants us to understand. He says, but if I live on this flesh, that means that my fruit of my labor. In other words, I can't just live in this earth, with glory to God, and not be fruitful. I can't just go on around waiting to get to heaven, and I have no relationship with people in this earth, man, that I can minister to them, that I can impart the word of God, that I can't show love and benevolence toward them. I tell you what, I get tired of seeing people that always talk about going to heaven, praise the Lord, but they can't love anybody on earth. The Bible clearly states that how can you love God whom you have not seen? You haven't seen him. How could you love him, but you can't show love one for another? I tell you what, I need you all to pray for me. Amen. Even in my family, said amen, in discussion of my family, amen, everybody says they love one another, but nobody's willing to take down to get closer together. Nobody's willing, amen, to be in a position where they say, you know what, forget the past. This is about the present and our future together. We need to love one another. But everybody is professing Christianity. Everybody says that they're saved. Everybody says that they have the experience of the love of God should have brought them their hearts by the Holy Ghost. It is not so if we're not able to love one another. I don't care how much you preach. I don't care how much you read the Bible. I don't care how much you clap your hands in church and shout. If you cannot show love in this earth realm, if you're so worried about the hereafter and the by and by that you know earthly good for other people, then you are in error. Paul said it is far better, far better, far, far, far better than I be with Christ. He said, but nevertheless, glory to God. In other words, I'm not going to take the easier route, praise the Lord. If God wants me to be here in this earth realm, then I want to be here because that is his will for my life. That is his will for my life, that I want his will to be done on earth. Want it to be done here in this present world, amen. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's more needful for you. Listen, I can leave right now, praise the Lord. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something I found out. The reason that I'm even trying to get into health or anything else in longevity is that, listen, all of us are going to die one day. All of us are going to leave this earth one day. I don't care if you're 150 years old. You're going to have to die and meet your maker. So it's not about longevity, but it is about impacting the world that God has put in my life. I want to be an effective witness to my children and their children, praise the Lord, and their children. I want to be an effective witness to my neighbors, praise the Lord, those who I surround them with in the neighborhood or in the community, praise God. I want to be effective on my job. There's a work to be done in this earth realm. And I'm like, I'm going to be God, send me. I'll go. I know there's a need for me to be here in the natural, praise the Lord. I know there's a need for me to be here, amen, that God can use me as an ambassador for Christ. So, and I'm like Paul, I'm like Jesus prayed when he begins to pray before he was, before he betrayed. He said, Father, I pray for them, not that you take them out of the world. This is what Jesus said in John. Not that you take them out of the world, God. I don't pray that you take them out of the world. And we shouldn't pray that we leave this world before his will be done. He said, but I pray that you would keep them in this present hour, in this present day, while they're going through the stresses and trials of life. I need you to keep them, God, so that they can be witness of who we are. God needs them. So even though Paul was in a position where he knew that his faith was sealed, that when he died he's going to heaven, he recognized it was needful for him to be here in this earth realm. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. I'm here for you, and being confident of this, knowing this, I know that I shall remain, glory to God, and continue with you all for your progress and your joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. So what he was making sure he understood is, you keep the faith. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to serve the Lord until the end. I'm going to minister to you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to have compassion. I'm going to call out to you and run after you. Even though we're in a position, amen, when I want to be with Christ, I know it's needful that I be here. I know this is my calling. Some people say, well, why do you put up with it? You just be saved by yourself. See, like people always use the people that love the Lord. You know what? All that may be true. But to live is Christ. To live is Christ. God wants me here for this reason, for this hour. And so I'm going to serve his capacity of life, leading others to him. Amen. Before the judgment, having compassion on them and pulling them out of the very depths of hell. Amen. So they can be saved and inherit the same inheritance that we have. Father, we love you. We praise and magnify you. We thank you because you know it's a wonder. We're preaching to God because we know that you're still on the throne, that it is you that has made us, that we can make ourselves. We're grateful that you sent witnesses for us to be saved, God. Now we must be witnesses for others. Amen. That they can be saved as well, God. We appreciate you for this word, but to see the heart in our hearts, we might have said again, please. In Jesus' name we pray. Pastor Steve, then we're going to lose these ministries. We love you. Have a God-filled day.